This is Kelly Blewett offering a review of What It Is, Race, Family, and One Thinking Black Man's Blues by writer Clifford Thompson. Thompson felt like an American first and foremost, until 2016. Following Trump's election, Thompson was shaken to see how differently his fellow Americans seemed to understand the world, how deep the political divides ran. He found himself reflecting on his personal American identity, where it came from, how it developed over time, what it means to be rooted in a certain set of experiences. For Thompson, rootedness means an all-black neighborhood outside of D.C. where he spent his childhood, an undergraduate career at a predominantly white liberal arts college in Ohio, Oberlin, and an adulthood in New York where he raises two daughters alongside his white wife. As a writer, he has explored race, relished jazz, and become increasingly ensconced in literary and professional circles of the East Coast. After the election, though, Thompson wanted to break out of his bubble and understand how others were rooted, how they saw the world. Accordingly, he undertook an extravagant experiment, not unlike Arlie Russell Hochschild's Strangers in Their Own Land. Thompson flew to other parts of the U.S. to interview Trump supporters to try to understand how they see Trump, themselves, and the rest of the country, especially regarding race. What he heard and saw, and what he carefully and objectively reports, following the style of one of his heroes, Joan Didion, only confirmed Thompson's sense of division and alienation. Although his experiences are small and his motives personal, Thompson ultimately offers readers something like Hochschild, a chance to see the country through one writer's eyes as he listens to others. Even more, the reader experiences, via Thompson's plaintive and disillusioned voice, the discomfort of personal recalibration. As we head into this next presidential season, Thompson's introspection and observations are more valuable than ever. What It Is explores the world that we have as it is and attempts to think through how each of us can find our place within it. This review originally appeared in BookPage magazine. For more information, see our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.